I was going to have Jeff Perlman on, the author of this book, Gunslinger, Brett Favre, a writer I like and I was interested in talking to. I read his book about the Lakers by Walter Payton. The Cowboys book was good, excellent. I actually really like that as well. And Perlman's a smart guy. He's a thoughtful guy. He's an interesting guy. But and we started it, but the connection was absolute shit. I don't know if it was his fault or our fault, but we had to pull it in the middle. We were actually about 20 minutes in. It wasn't bad, but the sound was awful. So I went across the way and brought Ken Laird and Chris Curtis. I shouldn't say that. Interrupted their podcast midstream and started our own. I won't say if it was good or bad. I'll just say this. It was a fucking disaster. I dare you to listen to this 40 minutes of dog shit.
Here comes Minahan. Yet again. We're only fucking 15 minutes in. 10 minutes in. Dude, what happened to you?
His
again?
Connection was, I'm going to text Ben and just tell him we're done. 1 second.
This is the second time Kirk Minahan has interrupted the Real KNC podcast. The last was, what was the porn star that dropped
him last
time?
That was when he eviscerated me for my performance on the show.
Oh, that's true. You guys are much happier together now.
Nah, I don't know.
These go ahead. What are you talking about? I don't mean to bother you.
We're ripping Shepard for his fucking tweets about NFL Sunday.
Listen, do you mind if I join you guys? I don't mean to be a pain. But once in a while, I like to, this is part of the show. I like to check in and see how it's going.
You like our show.
Well, I listen every day. That's why I don't want to be on right now. Because, like I said, it's the first half of my run. It's a good 20 minutes. Got to do 40 minutes. And I turn around and do it again.
And you don't want to hear yourself.
I don't want to hear myself. Well, no, because it's a little bit of mystery. Sorry, I'm texting Ben just saying. It's, I like Perlman. I like his books, too. It's too bad because it's a semi-interesting conversation. This connection sucked and he cut off twice. I can't do it.
So now what are we going to run tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Today? We're supposed to fucking be today,
right? That's an excellent question.
Right.
We're in some trouble. Maybe a rare Friday enough about me podcast with Ken Laird. Bruins preview with Ken Laird. So what are you saying about Pete?
Well, Shepard's fucking tweeting out the lineup for NFL Sunday on a Thursday.
It's a little desperate, but you got to understand.
A little desperate.
Listen, you were just begging me 20 minutes ago.
I wouldn't be tweeting out what my Saturday lineup would be
the
for 4
to
7.
He's hungry and he wants the job. Do we either criticize somebody because they don't care enough, like Giardi, or they care too much like Pete? You're being critical of somebody who cares too much.
Both ways are appropriately criticized.
There's a balance. I would agree there's a balance. Pete was out of the mix for a long time. He's now in the mix a little bit again, and when you can start smelling it, you know, he could taste it. Pete could taste it.
And as you said, you can smell Pete.
Yes, you can. He wants to be part of the mix again. He goes a little too far. Every break with Pete is the same exact thing. We go to the break, and, you know, with Meter, who I'm friends with, we kind of sit and bullshit and shitting everybody here. With Pete, he stands up and pulls up. How's it going? The guy's going well? I think it's going pretty well. You guys are getting a really good reaction. You guys getting a good reaction on Twitter? What do you think? Guys hiring somebody full-time? I mean, I can work every day. It's fine to get in early. I read everything. So, you know, that's not a big deal. You guys like politics. So I like politics. I'm really into politics. Clinton and Trump are bad people. It's the same thing. In every break the break ends, he looks out the window again. So what do you guys think? What's going on? Any news yet? You guys talk to Joey? What do you think? Joey's going to get the job? What do you guys think? You guys like Ken? What do you think? Meter wasn't really. Meter's pretty good, but he wasn't that good the other day. I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think? So Gary's definitely gone, right? Gary will never be back, right? Mutt's really good at night with the Red Sox. You know, that whole thing every single time.
But he listens to these kind of podcasts that we do. He's got to know this is driving you crazy. He's
it's not driving me crazy. It's not driving me crazy. But it's important to me now. I like the idea that I can come into work every day and like the people I work with. I enjoy that. And I like Pete a lot, but I also like being comfortable at work.
Well, I think even today, Curtis, well, I'm going to say, even in the room back there, I thought Meter stayed a little too long. He was crowding Kirk.
No,
Kirk,
Meter was fine.
Kirk, he likes his space.
No.
You could see
no,
that
no,
he was
no,
getting a little
no,
nervous.
No, no.
He
took Meter,
a pair
I never,
of underwear.
I never,
he's standing behind you like Trump behind Hillary.
Meter's a guy I never have a problem with. I love Meter. You'll never hear me criticize Meter. We can do Meter every single day. Every single day. We now have 7 people on this podcast.
The hell's Kitchen coming in here?
I can't do that. The fucking thing sucked. What am I supposed to do? He cut out twice. And his connection sucked.
So the important question for me is, are we running it?
No. I like Perlman. But the fucking connection, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. I didn't do anything.
What was he on?
I don't know.
We are now in like inner podcast.
Podcast on podcast.
It's okay. A podcast.
We need to put
up
a podcast today.
Looks like we're putting up This Is Enough About Me.
We're doing a dual podcast? That's fine. We can do that. That's absolutely fine. We'll do that. We'll bring these two guys in. Today you get to be on Enough About Me. Congratulations.
I'm honored.
You guys excited? Can you imagine, Ben, our first, if you said to me who's going to be our first two-time guest on Enough About Me, would you have said Chris Curtis?
No, what? Not in a million years.
What's the worst Enough About Me you've taped
I'm
so
experiencing
far?
It right now.
No, I know. I'm saying, what are we going to
do? The other one with Curtis before, I would say. No, we've had a couple that we've spiked. Can you tell Perlman, I like him, and he was, but what are you supposed to do?
Nothing. If he craps out, it's not on our end.
He crapped out twice, and his connection sucked.
If he craps out twice, then we can't do it.
All right.
But it's not on our end. It doesn't disconnect from us.
I'm just saying, when you talk to him, just say, hey, sorry, the connection sucked. Can we work it again? Kirk will plug your book, whatever.
Yeah, no problem. We'll take care of it.
That's a fucking producer right there. See?
Well, you think that's actually going to come to fruition?
No, I don't care.
Ben's going to pull
It's in my head. He's saying, fuck him, he's done. He'll blame me for it.
All right, so you weren't frustrated with Meter, but Pete is, if he keeps down this path, Shepard is going to kill his own chances to be on the show once a week.
So you're hosting Enough About Me this week, is what you're saying.
What do you mean? I am.
Yeah, well, you're asking me questions before my radio history.
Well, no, I'm just, this was a continuation of our... I don't know why you had a problem with that.
I actually don't. I'm just breaking your balls. I don't care. You can ask me whatever you want.
People would love to know what you spend your cash on.
How much money do you think I have?
A million?
A year?
How many you've worked here 4 years now?
Yes.
I'm sure when you started, it was a shit deal.
It was...
You renegotiated how many
first
times?
On the show, I was making about... Because I didn't renegotiate when I joined the show. I was making my .com... I was sort of had a .com column / like first filling guy at the station deal.
Do they have a contract?
Yeah, which was like 75 grand.
Oh, that's pretty good. Based on the contracts I've seen from the
I signed another one a couple of years ago, and then I signed another one at the beginning of this year, which was I had a number in mind, I got the number, and I was happy.
All right, so you've half a year under the new mega contract.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
I mean, so you've already pocketed hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I guess that's accurate.
I know you have two kids.
Yes.
But nothing big you've gone out and tangibly spent
on. I mean, you know, I don't know.
A new car, okay, there we're talking.
It's a nice car, yeah. I don't know. But
pimped out Mercedes?
Huh?
I mean, it's all the bells and whistles, like top
no,
model?
No, have you seen it? It's a fine car.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know.
You don't feel like big shit
when
you're driving
it? Been in my whole life. It's the same as a Mercedes.
That's true. So you come from cash. That's
not like Jerry, who, you know, claims to grow up poor and all that stuff.
Well,
he was talking about his lot in Chelmsford the other day.
Yeah. But this is good. All right, we'll do this. We'll do this, okay? We'll mix it up here a little bit. We'll get to Pete in a second. But I'm curious with you two guys, where you are at right now in the process here, as you join me on Enough About Me / the name I gave it, the real KNC show, the Dream Team podcast. This is a great podcast marriage right here.
Thanks.
If both of you could make the choice, if you guys were in charge, which you obviously have a big voice in the whole thing, what would you do right now?
I would continue.
We'll start with Ken.
Tangway was my guy 5 days a week, so that's out.
Right.
So right now.
That is out.
I like the rotating host idea, but I don't think we have enough horses right now. We don't have enough in the bullpen, so I would go Mutt. Honestly, I would give Mutt the job 5 days a week right now.
Okay. Chris?
I would do Mutt 2 days a week. I would do Trenny a day a week if that continues. I would give this another month and a half to see if we can find a proper balance with people, and I would say if we can't find the right number where it's every week we know the right people are in by, say, December 1st, then we give the job to Mutt full-time.
Mm-hmm. The problem is if you give it to Mutt, it's hard to undo that. So at least Curtis buys you some time.
You can't fix that. I like Trenny yesterday, which is Wednesday. We're taping this Thursday. But, you know, you can't put – Joey did this after the meeting yesterday. You can't start after one show say, okay, we're going to put her on once a week. We don't know yet. You don't know that yet.
Right.
First of all, you know if she's going to want to do it. You know if she's – you know, that's a legitimate commitment. You have to find a hard day for those people then, too. I mean, guys like Meter and Pete, I think, are flexible. People like, say, Trenny or Giardi or even Mutt are not quite as flexible. There's a sort of inflexibility to that.
Yeah, but do you see Meter and Shepard as a once-a-week rock you can count on? I don't right now.
Why not? Why not Meter?
Maybe Meter.
Why not Pete?
You've said you're not happy with Pete every week.
No, I said I need to know. We're 2 weeks or 3 weeks into the... How many weeks are we doing this now? Six? Five? I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, this would be
September.
Pete's,
6 weeks.
Fourth or fifth appearance in the
whole
process?
Yeah, he's been fine. He's been absolutely fine, but I don't know. I don't know what Pete's going to be like when Patriots season's over.
Right.
I don't know what meter is going to be like next week. I don't know what trendy is going to be like in February.
Right. What's it going to be like on March 12th? You know, you don't know what that type of day is going to be like. So,
and you know, I thought Mutt was great last week. I was not overwhelmed by Mutt this week. You know, Mutt had two very easy days, and I thought the second day he wasn't that into it.
I was solid.
I didn't think he was that into it. I think he lets there's this idea out there that like somebody should just host the show and get in and out of breaks, but it doesn't work that way. You have to have a personality too in the room.
Yeah,
I know it can get overwhelming sometimes or whatever, but that's, you know, I thought Mutt was great last week. This week,
disappeared for large parts of the show this week, Mutt, I think.
Which all can right. happen. I mean, it's like, but you got to know your spots too. Today we had that kid on, Adam Silvers, and right. Meter, I think, knew that you stay out of, you know, something like that. If two or three guys are going, you let them go.
Right. We talked about that earlier on our podcast. I think Meter does a good job at that. Mutt does too, actually.
He does.
He gets out of the way when he needs to.
But there are also times where you should be the lead guy. You should lead the conversation. You should attack somebody.
Yeah.
You know, Meter's been here a couple of times. Mutt's been here. What's been their big moment? Who's had a big moment other than Tangway?
Yeah. Nobody. Mutt when he was drinking
on the
air.
Mutt's big moment was not on the show.
On our show.
Right.
No, I know.
You know. You got to walk people into it. We had Christian Arkham with Schilling. We walked him into that.
Right.
You know? At some point, somebody's going to have to be like, they can act like they're part of the show when they come in. That's the one thing about Tangway. When Tangway was on here, it felt like it was a show.
Yeah.
Sometimes with Mutt, it feels like it's like a regular show. Everyone else, it kind of still feels like the audition process a little bit.
Well, yeah. If you had Mutt 5 days a week and he did three good shows a week,
three good shows a week.
It's hard to be good every fucking day.
I don't think anybody does it, but that's not your goal going in.
Yeah.
Let's have 60% of the shows be good.
Mm. Well, what do you think?
I want to rotate. I don't want to work with somebody every day.
You don't want Mutt every day?
No, I love Mutt. If they said, you know, if it turns out everybody says we want to do Mutt every day, if Jerry said that, if you said that, and Chris and Joey and all the management, then I'd say, okay, I'm not going to fight. I would be happy. I love Mutt. Be happy for him. Honestly, I like the idea right now that our show is focused. The two guys on the show have the same, not thoughts politically or sports-wise, but I mean for what makes the show work. Right now, there's a common thread, and I think you guys are on board too.
Yep.
And we're going forward. If you bring somebody in every day who we're not completely sold on, then you're in a bad spot. Jerry and I think, have to be 100% committed for this person, or it doesn't work. It'll always be a thing, always. It'll always be the thing we bitch about. You know, for years it was Dino. Now it's just Curtis. And it's not even the same. Curtis is just like, we just shit on him just because something to shit on. It's pathetic. But you have to find that person. And Tangway, I thought, in a weird way, was perfect for that because he didn't really care about the politics of it that much. He didn't care that much. He said, you guys want to do this? You go this way. You want to go this way? Go that way. I'll go along.
Yeah.
That's hard to find.
I agree. That's why Tangway's walkout was, I don't want to say it was devastating. I mean, it's not, we're going to get by without him. It's fine. But
I think we'll survive without him. But
I think that just going back to the Mutt thing, I think on Tuesday, I think you started to feel that Jerry was like, when Mutt's in once a week or off and on and it's not feeling like it's going to be the full-time co-host, it's good and it flows. But I think that Jerry gets more frustrated with Mutt when it's back-to-back and he starts feeling like this is going to be his everyday host. Because I think Jerry, I want to speak for him, but I think him more than anybody wants the rotating, doesn't think Mutt's the answer is the
full-time
host.
Well, I'm the one that pitched it initially. I mean, and I think we were... I mean, I think there was a number of reasons why Tangway wasn't going to work. And then, you know, we weren't really sure about anybody else. It just made sense to me. But, you know, yeah, I think the other big hurdle is a lot of these people were brought in, Mutt's different. But guys like, you know, Trenny and Giardi and Mutt are people I know. They're sort of closer to my age.
Right.
And I think they feel intimidated by Jerry, not so much by me, because they know me. And we're about, you know, we're similar. Like, Jerry is an issue, I think, for a lot of these people.
For Trenny, you felt that too?
A little bit, yeah. And I still think for Mutt, I still think that's absolutely the case for Mutt. He's got to get past that. Once you understand that Jerry wants you to fight with him, you're fine. It's right. Over. You're done. It took me a few months or a few weeks even. And once I realized that, then you're on your way. It's not that big a deal.
Well, why is management fighting this so much?
I don't think they are.
Well, they were at
first. I
heard
you guys say this. To be fair, nobody wants to rip management more than me. Is management... been aggressive during this whole process in terms of pushing their agenda across?
Well, they've pushed a female host.
And we had one host on and one female on in 60 days of it or whatever. So, I mean, they could have said, Trenny was pretty good yesterday. I think, you know, not as great as some people are making out to be and not as bad as others. She was good. She was a solid B or B plus or whatever. I thought they were going to say, hire her tomorrow. Like, right. We're done. We got a woman. She's good. Great. Let's go.
That's
let's hire
I thought, yeah.
Right, the second the show ended and the salespeople were outside, I thought that was going
to
be...
I thought that was going to be the case, but they leave us alone. And, I mean, if you put up numbers, they'll leave you alone enough, I think. You know, and I think they also know that, you know, it won't work if we don't want it to work or we don't think it's going to work. It has to work. You know, that's one thing with Dino. You know, we had the three of us had John and Jerry had chemistry forever, and John, Jerry, and I had good chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you can't just say, okay, you know, you don't have a penis, you have a vagina, so, you know,
it'll be balance, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Well, even you will admit there were, you were limited with Trenny. There were certain places you didn't want to go, or at least for the first one.
My thing is for the first show.
Right.
The 8th show, the 16th show, I don't know. You know, if you listen to Howard Stern with Robin Quivers, it's not an issue.
Right. I don't think that would be an issue. If it is an issue going down the line, I don't think she'd be a
part of
the show.
She wouldn't be on
it.
I mean, right. She just wouldn't be on as much. And I have no idea how she's going to be when things get... Eventually, there will be an argument where it gets ugly or we start talking about a subject that's really kind of, you know, uncomfortable. And if she's uncomfortable with it, I don't know, we talked to her in the office a couple of weeks ago and there were certain things that she said that I was like, oh, this could be a problem. But I don't know. We only find out on the air.
I think Tomasi would be a good rotating host.
Tomasi's another guy.
You guys seem against him, though. Every time I bring him up, I get shit on back in the office.
When did I shit on you about Tomasi?
Yesterday we were talking about Tomasi.
That's not true.
The only issue
say?
That's ever brought up with Tomasi is that the reliability. And
when have I ever shit on Tomasi? Never, not once. Never. When?
About his energy, about his availability.
Well, that's different than saying I don't want to have him on. He's not a morning guy by his own.
Right, he's dismissed as he's not going to do it. He's not going to get up with us.
But that's what he said.
If we pay him and if we say, hey, you're part of it, we're going to put you on every so often.
He was on once with us and it was okay.
It was pretty good.
Okay, that's once.
Also after a debate.
He's hated.
The problem is Ken has his like EI.com.
I'm not pushing Brad.
It's not like Jerry used to talk about, you know, when I used to write for EI.com. But you have your Bradford.
Yes.
Tomasi agendas. You like
not
those
saying
guys.
Ryan Hannibal should
you
get
like,
a day a
you
week.
You like those guys. You like all those guys. So that bleeds into it. You think you're either with us with the show or you're not.
I'm with you. John Tomasi's first appearance on the show was excellent.
Right. Excellent is strong. And I would say also with Tomasi, he was good. But also, you know, we have an easy Trump thing to do. What happens when the election's over?
You've heard Tomasi talk sports. He's good.
Sure,
on Saturday.
He's good. But it's not going to be the same. You got to remember, it's also, sorry, Chris, there's also days when, like, you know, Meter today was on. I don't know if you always start the show by saying that we thought it was good or bad. Pretty good today?
I agree with you. B+.
Yeah, pretty good.
If that fucking guy didn't ask Brady that question.
Right. That was huge.
What are we doing?
Right.
We're dicking around, probably having some fun, but it's a totally different show.
More bad baseball segments.
Yeah. I mean,
which we had one of those.
Terrible
that
segment.
Was awful. Yeah.
I do those on purpose. I do those on purpose to let people know.
They make me sad because I know that would be me. If I was hosting. I would be.
But why? I mean, you watch us do the show.
Because I like that stuff.
Don't you want to? But what do you think's a better show?
Well, I know it's a better show. I can feel it, and
so
it,
why
and
don't
it
you
saddens
do,
me.
Why don't you do more of that?
What more? Well, I would love to. I don't have a chance to.
Why
right
do you
now.
Purposely go toward boring?
Well, that's as you say. That's my instinct. I'm a sporty background guy. So when you guys
so
talk
I.
sports
I grew up
on the show,
sports, and but you go a little outside the box. What radio did you listen to growing up in Pittsburgh?
Sports radio.
Isn't this like Howard Stern at all?
Well, Stern, yeah. Stern was on.
Yeah.
He was great. But I'm not Howard Stern. He can't be somebody you're not.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far.
No, but to go back to Tomasi, Kirk talks about this all the time. It's that you have to, the biggest thing is you have to be here and you have to have energy in life. And Tomasi's
great.
Tomasi's great. When he was here Tuesday, he was great, but he just hasn't shown the desire.
Yeah, but
to
we're not committing to him. If we say, hey, John, we're going to pay you X amount of money, be here once a week. He'll do it. I'm convinced he'll do it. And he would be a good number three starter for us. Now you're talking. Now we're rotating some good people. Now we got Mudd, who I like. We got Trenny, who I think was good. We'll see how it goes. Now we got Tomasi. We'll see about Shepard. We got Meter. That's a fivesome to start with.
Okay.
Maybe Giardi.
Right. Well, we'll see. I don't know. You know, the thing about Giardi is, you know, I like him. He's a good guy. But, sorry. I thought I was going to burp. I'm not going to. He did one good show with us on an easy day. Then he did a good 2 hours with us on an easy day. Then he did kind of an show for 4 hours. So, you know, I like Giardi, but, you know, I'm only going to chase him so far. Like, eventually you just got to say, okay, you don't want to do this. You know, whatever's going on, no problem. Good luck with everything. Like, I'm fucking chasing Mike Giardi.
Well, I'm with you. You guys are the ones that have been pushing him.
Well, I'm on for one day just to slap him around. And if he can take it and it's good, great. If not, great. You know, same thing. I don't know. But, right. You know,
it'd be a good show if we had him in and he played along with it. That'd be a good show, especially on a slow day where we had Giardi and we could make fun of him calling out, that type of stuff. That'd be good. But I don't know. Every time we bring him up, it feels like Joe is like, he's this day a week. And it's like, we've only gotten him in twice. And each time it's been, you know, painful to get it done. So.
Right. But you don't like my that five?
Let me hear it again.
Mutt, Tomasi, Trenny, and...
That's three.
Who's the fourth? I just mentioned it.
Meter?
And Meter.
And Pete?
Pete, maybe. Pete every now and then.
Tanguay eventually?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Tanguay's coming back to the show.
Well, you say that. I don't think so. I've seen him on Comcast his last couple weeks. He is dead. There's nothing there.
Right
it is
now,
gone.
Right now.
The thrill is fucking
right
gone.
Right now. But Gary
you have ruined him.
Gary Tanguay's life.
Put him on the shelf.
His life.
Fucking
is
Mikey.
Show.
With Dino.
Tanguay is looking at his Twitter mentions and followers and real. It's staying the same. Nobody's tweeting about that show.
He's falling asleep in his salad.
Nothing's going on. Eventually, something will snap and they'll say, you know what? I had a lot of fun doing it. We talked on the phone the other day. He said, my biggest mistake was I should have stayed for the rest of the segment. In the end of the break, I should have said to you guys, listen, I get it. It's funny. Haha. But just tone it down. Can you just tone it down a little bit? We would have said all right. And we would have, you know, to some extent. And it would have been over and done. And he probably went on today or tomorrow. Nothing would have changed. He fucked up. He knows he fucked up. So he'll come back in February. I mean, it's going to be a while. He's on the bench for a while, but he's going to be back. You don't think Gary Tanguay is going to be back on this show?
Okay, good. Then if you're confident of that, then that's our fifth guy. Then
well, that changes things, though, because he'll be on a little more.
Yep.
And Mutt's going to do a show at night. I think he's getting that night show. So I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is all the reason why we don't pick someone now, just to pick someone. I think that you need to have space.
You have notes for the show, Ken?
Yeah.
Let me see.
If I put down a list of trolls. We went through the list of... Those were my show notes from earlier. I take notes on per segment.
Notes, Jesus, voluminous.
Like Tanguay.
It's like.
So how was? What do you guys think of the? Where are you at right now? I can't ever figure Ken out. Curtis is a fucking open book. You enjoying this?
Yeah, I like it.
You like producing the show?
I mean, the hours suck ass.
What time do you get up?
I'm getting up at 2:30.
You get up at 2:30?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like to be here by 4 at the latest. I leave my house at 3:30.
Where do you live?
Brookline.
What do you do for an hour? You have no hair.
Sometimes I don't know. I get up, shower,
okay,
make some breakfast, make eggs, avocado, tomato breakfast every morning.
What time?
3 o'clock? 3 o'clock.
Are you reading stuff?
I'm reading stuff, yeah. I read on my phone. I DVR some shows overnight. I'm catching up because I'm going to bed at like 8:30 some nights.
What time do you normally go to, what time would you normally go to bed if you had a regular job?
Oh, fuck. Late.
You're late. So you're a late guy.
I mean, my last job, I was doing midday. In Pittsburgh, 10 to 2, so I was...
That was a good show.
Up till 2 in the morning.
That was you and Benzie, right?
Tim joined us.
God.
Tim was like an added wheel.
Who were you on with?
TV guy in Pittsburgh.
Who's that?
Guy Junker.
So it was you and Guy Junker.
Me and Guy Junker.
Oh, that's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the show?
Ken and Guy.
No way.
It was.
Do we have any sound to the show?
What's wrong with Ken and Guy? We were on for years.
What station?
Trib Live Radio. We were internet only.
Oh, so it wasn't an actual radio show. Gotcha.
What do you mean it wasn't an actual radio show?
Okay.
I built the fucking station.
Trib Live you built?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
My engineering background. Before that, I was at the ESPN affiliate.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
Uh-huh. On air like every day or?
Nights, yeah. 6 to 8 p.m. after Mark Madden.
So this is a step down for you, sort of.
It's a step down, but I mean, it's a step up in market. Nobody fucking knows me here.
I mean, Ken and Guy is...
Ken and Guy was good.
Was good show.
We had quite a listen.
I didn't realize you had this kind of background on air. I've never really had a discussion with you about it.
No commercials, by the way. We went a full hour without fucking commercials.
How long was the show?
4 hours.
You do 4 straight hours?
I take it back. We broke a 55. We took a commercial break, top of the year.
So you had 55 minutes,
55
an
minutes
of
commercial.
Uninterrupted sports talk.
Uninterrupted.
That's Graham's wet dream.
Whoa.
And that must have been sporty.
Did you
guess,
or was it
sporty
just
fiesta.
Just
yeah, we had some guests.
Shitload of guests, right?
A lot of guests.
Anybody you could get.
Writers, because we worked at the newspaper, so we would bring writers up. We were like the Boston Herald's online thing that they got going on. We're kind of a clone of that.
Nobody would listen to it, right?
We had thousands of listeners.
So you came here and you thought you were going to be like an on-air guy? Were you promised like an on-air thing?
No. I mean, I knew, because I was doing the show from Boston half the time.
Because you wrote me some long email,
last
right?
couple of years. I did, yeah. Didn't respond.
I did. No, that's not true. I did respond eventually.
Oh, eventually
not,
you did,
That's
yeah.
not true. I did. I remember looking at it. And that was clearly a Bradford idea.
What, to send you an email?
Yes.
Yes, he did say send
absolutely
you an
right.
Well, I started here part-time as a producer. I was doing the Pittsburgh show from Boston, from my apartment in Brookline, that I was coming here and producing Mikey at nights.
Wait a minute, what?
Producing on the weekends.
So when did you move to Brooklyn?
5 years ago.
So you're doing the Pittsburgh show from Brookline?
I would go back to Pittsburgh for like a week a month, or 2 weeks a month, I was going back and forth constantly. But the weeks I was here, I would do the show from my apartment.
Driving?
I was on a Skype feed. I drove a shitload, yeah.
Same with Benzie, right?
Benz did a lot of it too, yeah, because his wife was back there.
Right.
And she didn't come up here.
So how would you do the show? Just via phone?
No, we were on a like an ISDN connection from my house.
You have an ISDN in your house?
It was a tie line, but it was over.
Okay, so
it was over, too, over the internet.
A little too, nobody gives a shit. Okay,
yeah, it's inside radios.
So anyway, so you're, but you're, as you've made it clear here, it's a little show drama, is that Ken wants to leave the show and be the Bruins beat writer.
I don't want to leave the show.
And do call-ins at night with Christian Arcan. That's his dream. And I don't get in the way of anybody's dream, but my argument is you're doing a good job. Jerry and I actually like you.
Stunning to me, even.
So, you know, if you want to leave, that's great. We'll support you, whatever. But it's going to be. And I'm also upset that my friend, Rob Bradford, the godfather of my son, one of my two or three best friends on the planet, is in cahoots with my producer, trying to get him to leave to go to the website. This will turn out to be a power play between me and Bradford that is inevitable, I guess, at some point in my own life, as you guys know by now. I'm going to be enemies with everybody at one time or another. Rob and I have never had that moment. And I feel like over fucking Ken Laird, we're about to butt heads.
Bradford's a fucking good person at heart. He is actually, I think, legitimately just wants me to advance. He's rooting for me.
No, he's
pulling
for Bruins beat writer. That's
what he needs. He definitely has a need.
He doesn't want Jimmy Murphy to do it, so he wants you to do it. That's it.
Okay, but you're saying that doesn't make sense for me to take that job, host at nights.
Did I say that? Did I say that?
No, you said that this is going to come between him and Bradford, that Bradford's trying to take you away.
If it wasn't for Bradford, you know, you wouldn't on your own say, I want to be the Bruins beat writer. This is Rob.
I covered Bruins home games last year.
Who could forget that?
I was DJ's number two.
But this is Rob's idea.
Well, he can't. Everybody knows DJ's leaving.
He's going to Comcast, right?
Yes. We had a discussion about it.
Rob came to you.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. At some point, we started talking about
who
it.
Who went to who first?
I don't remember. Rob said, we have a fucking opening. Are you interested?
Rob went to you first, obviously.
I said,
you're not admitting
I'm interested if there's some hosting involved. Because if I don't get out of the producer chair eventually.
Stuff, if you do this, I'm just going to say that. And again.
This is so vindictive. I know what you're going to say. You're going to kill me. You're going to fucking
roast me. No, forget me. Forget me. Because I'm crazy and I lose my mind. Jerry is going to fucking destroy Bradford in that website, and they'll never be.
Jerry doesn't care about me that much that he would.
It's the idea of it. You're right. You're right. You are right. Individually, doesn't care about you that much, but it's the idea of losing you to the website to be the Bruins fucking beat writer
of any team too. I mean,
it's going to drive him crazy.
You don't think Bradford and Tomasi are essential parts of the station being Red Sox beat people?
I mean, if it wasn't Bruins are different. If it wasn't for the website. If it wasn't for the website starting, this would be a fucking country music station.
I agree.
Do you know why?
You've done a great job.
Do you know why?
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 Because you were hired for the website.
Yes. Yes. That's the only thing the website's really done is me.
Well, Chach.
I mean, who else from the website has made this station any money?
Thornton? Thornton gets a lot of clicks. I'll say that for Jerry.
Sure,
he fucking writes every day.
Thornton
I give him credit.
Thornton does a good job. But that's going to be a battle. And if you want to do that... No problem.
Well, you're saying this like I'm turning my back.
I don't hold
the
grudge. I'm not a grudge guy.
Well, so there was an ultimatum in the office earlier today.
Correct. Ken thought he had this big moment where he's going to swing his dick around and say, you know, can you talk to Joey and give me 40 minutes on the weekend with Ben Kitchen, a weekend show? And if you do that, I won't leave you. Like, you know, Ken.
You know, a guy gets a little bit of leverage.
The ball will keep rolling. Either way, we want you around, but, you know, if you go... We'll get somebody else. You're going to leave anyway. You have drive. You have passion. You don't want to, you know, I can tell you don't want to get up at 2:30 every day. Jerry said, when we said Ken will be here for 18 months, I said, that's optimistic. Optimistic.
Well, if you get me, you know, if the weekend show would help that, I think it would help the staff. I know you mock this, but it would give us a weekend presence, somebody that's, I'm not well known, but, you know, people at least would associate me with the morning show. Yeah, you would have fodder to, you would have 3 hours a week to comb through.
It would help with content in terms of making fun of it at times, yeah. But other than that, I don't think the presence of you being on will increase ratings.
Yeah, I think you being on there, so they say, wow, this guy's on. What's the name of that show? When are they on?
Kirk and Callahan?
Hurt. I mean,
6 to 10? Jeez, I'm going to start listening to the mornings during the week instead of 4 to 7 on the weekend.
It's not like we have Marconi on Saturday.
That's a different argument.
That's true.
We'll talk to the people we need to talk to, but, you know. When do these list of demands end, Ken?
Jeez,
what else can I do for you?
This is the first. Have I ever asked you for anything besides this?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. But, you know, I'm always surprised. I used to be like this, too. But, you know, you're how old? 35?
37.
37.
This is why. The clock is ticking for me.
You have a wife. You have a young daughter on the way. Mm-hmm. Enos Laird will be born. When's the due date?
February 7th.
February 7th.
February 8th is my birthday. All right. Look at that.
February 7th. Which is kind of Super Bowl-ish sort of
that's true.
Potential conflict. Are you worried about that?
I'll miss the baby's birth for the Super Bowl.
Good, Nard. That's all I need to hear.
The Bruins are playing that day.
Oh,
yeah, it's true. Good point. Bruins, Winnipeg.
Let's pump the brakes.
I don't want to miss that. You know, don't you want to kind of spend time with your family? Do you really want to work every day then do weekends for 4 hours?
Well, I don't want to. But
what's it going
to
lead to ideally?
More
like
on
best case
work?
Scenario. Like, what is your dream best case scenario?
No, I mean, I'm serious. I love the business. I think I'm a pretty good producer.
Very good.
I think I'm a pretty good reporter. I'm an okay host. Host makes money. Producers and reporters don't make much cash.
Certain kind of host makes money.
I just want to make a good living.
Well,
I
mean, what qualifies as a good living?
You know, 80, 90. In this market, it's fucking hard to survive in New England.
I know. I'm struggling.
Yeah, I know.
It's not easy. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate that. So we can make that happen.
So you got to climb the ladder a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, but what Bruins right. writer makes 90 grand?
Well, I agree with you. But if there's hosting with it, that's the package.
You live in Brookline, though. You're doing okay.
We're all right. It's mostly because of my wife. She works at Mass General.
I'm not much.
What's
your wife do?
She's in genetics.
All right, Mass General, right?
Yeah.
So she's carrying the load right now.
Carrying the load.
Why don't you just quit?
Quit here.
Raise the kid.
Yeah, be a nanny. Male nanny.
I bet you... Is
break
it,
even.
I'm guessing that that's a push between what you make per month and what daycare will be. Pretty close.
Probably. That's true.
Fucking unbelievable.
Even it's we just went on daycare fucking visits. 3 days a week, 6 hours a day, $1,800 a month.
Oof. We're in Brookline?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do...
For 6 hours a day.
You're not going to do any better than that.
That is...
That's the best you're going to do.
I mean, it's sick, so...
But you're enjoying this.
But I do love it. I love radio. It's in my bones.
But this must be different. Sometimes we overrate it because we're in our world. But Graham, you know, all the other market people that come in here say our show, the existence, the whole drama around it is like unlike anything else.
Oh, that's true. There's unlike anything else.
In what way?
Actually, you pointed this out at the remote the other night. This station actually is on better terms than it's ever been.
Not even close.
Every host likes one another now.
Right.
It's because you've driven out Mikey and Dino and Salk. And
almost, we'll get
no drama.
And,
we'll
get to work on that.
But yeah, I mean, I was here back in the early 2000s as a part-timer, and it was fucking insane then. It's even more so now that you're here.
What do you mean? What way? I think we just do our show and we leave.
Yeah, I guess so now. But like when I first started, and you and Dino, my first day on the job, you and Dino got into a fucking shouting match.
That was the first day?
Yes.
Oh my God.
First day taking over for Curtis. It was the whole finger episode. Don't,
last time we ever talked.
That.
That was your first day?
Yes.
Wow.
Was it really?
Yes. Well, first day on the morning show.
Were we with Paul then?
No, it was me and Sausage. Sausage.
You worked
final
with Sausage?
Week. Yeah, for last week.
And then Paul came in.
And then Paul came in.
Jesus. And you miss Paul.
I like Paul, but he's doing a good job in the midday
but
show.
But you like Paul more than
he's
Curtis.
He's a cocky fuck now, though. I got to say that. He's like...
Why?
I don't know. He's like well-rested. He's doing a good job there. And now he's just starting to...
Yeah, but he's irrelevant. He's doing midday radio. It doesn't matter. A guy with some people driving to lunch and driving back to the office. That's it.
Nah, he's a good dude.
You like him better than Curtis?
I like Curtis.
You like Curtis better than Paul?
As far as a good guy, if you're telling me, like, who's a better guy?
Who would you rather work with as a producer?
Jesus, that's tough. Curtis and I are starting to get some chemistry now. So
yeah.
I think we're doing
better than any of these podcasts.
Well, the podcast, that's a different story.
What do you think, Chris?
I think that, no joke, he's the best producer I've ever worked with. That's why I think he's going to be gone in 6 months. But no, I think that it's...
Where am I going to fucking go?
I don't know, somewhere.
Like, I have that much promise.
If something comes up, I mean, you'll take it. But no, I mean, I think that the show right now, in terms of the board, the sound, the sort of mechanics behind the scene, from any time I've been here, it's the best it's been, by far and away.
And you're proud of your work yesterday, you said. You're happy with your efforts so far. You think you worked harder than that?
No, I'm not saying... No. I didn't
roll in here on Sunday afternoon for an hour.
No. I didn't say the results are what I'm most proud of.
With zero, you have nothing else going on in your life. You have no kids. Your wife doesn't really deal with you.
What do you do? Go home and...
Yeah, I have kids.
Well, okay.
I have family issues as well. I have stuff going on in my life. You don't.
Okay, that's not at all what I was getting at.
But you're telling me I have stuff going on every day.
Right. My wife
and far more pressure than you at my job. Far more.
You don't. I feel pressure during the show. You don't feel pressure during the show.
Oh, I don't?
No.
I don't. Do you think a show's going shitty or well, I have pressure during a show?
No, I think that you, in general, are very good at what you do, and I think that you walk into here with a plan. You're prepared. You're ready to go.
What an idea. Why would I do that? What does that mean? Of course I do. Who doesn't?
I think that the show now for you is less of a chore than it was before. I think that
before what?
Before John left.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think when I worked with you before, I think it felt like a grind and sort of like a tough place to go into work every day. And I think now you're maybe a little bit more. You take it a little more personally than you used to because you're finally you have ownership of the show.
Yeah, I didn't take the show personally at all before. Definitely not.
I
didn't give a fuck. I was like, oh yeah. How did we do last week? Okay, no problem. Okay. Going back to bed.
Anyway, that's not what I meant. But
what did you mean?
I think that the way the show is currently constituted with you and Jerry, I think you have more ownership of it, and therefore you have more stake in it. That's how I feel.
I see. Okay, that
it's
might
true.
Not be
true. Your name's in the show. It's on your ass
first
now.
On the show.
Right.
Top billing.
I noticed how that happened.
I mean, obviously it was somewhat of a joke before when you had a big guest on your podcast. You'd say, good, I want them on the podcast. I don't care about the show. That was tongue-in-cheek, but I think
no, it wasn't. I cared more about the podcast than the show. The last couple of months when John was here, question. I didn't care about the show.
And now I think that now that the show is where it's at, I think that you're equally involved, and I think that that shows itself in the way the show sounds on the air, and I think that that's the way
How about from a basic radio standpoint? You guys are radio guys. Does it bother you at all there's not a traditional host hosting the show? In and out of breaks, this and that, here we, you know, that whole thing.
No, I think it adds to the show. This show's kind of a car wreck and unpredictable. So,
the show's a car wreck?
Yeah.
In what way?
It's organized chaos.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get on the roller coaster and have that feeling of, you know,
you don't like that,
a little
say
danger.
It's hour three.
Oh, I hate that.
That's a crutch.
That is so not you.
But that gets you to the next thing. What should I do then?
You should say, but.
Just come out with an opinion.
I do after that.
But what's a waste?
So what do you say? You just come out with no intro, just an opinion at 802, 808 or 812 whenever we get back on?
Yes.
All right, I'll do that tomorrow. That's fine. Jerry, by the way, can also do that sometimes, too. He did it today.
I thought it was good.
I gave him the high sign.
Yep.
He feels like, you know,
he likes
the phones. Yep. He's very, meter star with the phones. Jerry did not like it. Jerry's very territorial with the phones. The phones report to Jerry.
That is the one part where the normal host, I think, it's a little bumpy with the phones.
Ooh, you're being critical of Jerry.
I just think that it's tougher when you have someone sitting there. Like, if Meter were to be able to do the phones today, that would have helped with the show because you would have heard him more. You would have definitely, I don't know, you would have gotten a third person involved
just
more.
Just say it. You don't think Jerry's doing a good job with the phones.
I think it's choppy.
Okay. What time will we play this tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
For Jerry to yell at you?
6:05.
If I didn't say that, I'd get yelled at anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. You have such a tough life. It's so brutal. We're so much easier on you than last time. It's not even close.
Okay. Great.
You don't agree with that?
Easier on me than last
time? Much easier than last time. Much easier.
I don't know.
Do you think we're that rough on you?
I wasn't here last time, but you've been hard on him the last couple weeks.
Not too bad.
I'm not crying about it.
Oh, I hear you every day on this pod. I listen every day. You guys talk about it. Chris,
Ken brought it up.
No matter what, I can't win.
He was rattled yesterday. There's no
doubt.
What
was yesterday?
About the hobby thing.
Well, that was fucking stupid. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
I know. I was rattled because I didn't have a hobby to say, and I was embarrassed by it, but anyway.
So you guys both right now then currently have. So you're saying Mutt and you're saying the rotating system.
Yes.
If you're going to promise me Tangway in February,
what rotating system?
Okay.
We talked about how you like the organized chaos and the car wreck.
Yes.
So how does Mutt play into that?
I just think he's the best we got right now, and I don't like our bullpen unless we add a Tangway as a fifth and a Tomasi. I think Tangway and Tomasi. Then you got two solid guys that you're rotating in during the week, plus
Chris,
Mutt, plus Meter.
Chris's
plus
idea is me first. We're looking at the rotating hosts were Levin Reed and Bob Neumeier.
Well, Levin Reed, we haven't tried.
I'm keeping them for a big day, but yeah, no. You keep bringing up Tomasi. He's not a morning guy.
He's
a .com guy.
Yeah,
and so am I. That's where I was born. But Ken is doing his bidding. His Bradford bidding.
I've been in radio a little bit longer than you guys. I think you can just take my advice on this. Tomasi will work. Give me some advice from a guy who's been in the business for 17 years.
I've worked with Tomasi a few times, and I like him, but the energy is an issue. The one thing you have to have is energy.
He'll be there. Sometimes, ironically,
is the only issue I occasionally have with Meter, is sometimes Meter's a little low energy.
Well, I would agree. Even Mutt, you criticize his energy
Mutt
sometimes.
Mutt can be a little low energy sometimes. So can I sometimes, but you know, everybody can, but if you're in here once a week...
You don't have an excuse.
You do it every day. There are going to be segments where you're like, that Red Sox segment today, where I was like, fuck it, Jerry's going over the Benintendi move again. I'm like, why are we doing this? It's my own fault. I teased it and introed it.
Yeah.
But you're sitting there saying, you know, it feels boring.
Yeah.
I feel bored doing it.
Yep.
So I said, let's just get to the other thing, whatever it is. And right now it's 12 o'clock and there's nothing yet. So I'm already a little nervous about tomorrow at 6:05. We're not fucking previewing the Patriots in the Cincinnati game. We are not doing that.
Somebody will write
Pete will
something
do that.
Dumb
about you know Pete will do that.
Somebody
will
write
Pete will want to
though.
Do. He'll want to break down the offensive versus defensive line.
He'll want to review the Bruins game tonight. I'll
He'll
love that.
He'll want to go over the Bruins, which I won't want to spend 30 seconds on. You know, God
Nobody
bless the
will be
I know they practice physically
I will be.
Close
I write
to
off that
we
game
do the
today.
Show. Are you going to watch the game and cover it?
Absolutely. WEI.com.
Wait a minute. So you're covering
five
the game
things
tonight.
You learned about the Bruins. A road game.
After the game.
After the game.
What time do you normally go to bed for the show? With your show first in mind.
8 or 8:30.
What time you go to bed tonight? Because you're covering
10,
the Bruins
10
game, 10:30. Columbus game. 10:30.
I'll be a wreck tomorrow.
So your work here tomorrow will suffer because you're covering a fucking Bruins Columbus game. Five things we learned based off one hockey game that nobody, and believe me, Ken, you talk about knowing numbers. I worked at that website. Nobody knows what gets read there, not more than me. Nobody will read that. Nobody. So you're going to sacrifice an important Patriot Friday. So you can do five things we learned from Bruins Columbus Blue Jackets.
When
right?
Curtis tweets it out from the show Twitter account to give me a little Bruins publicity.
True or false?
People are going to read that.
True
tomorrow.
Or false?
I haven't seen the numbers of the Bruins coverage.
No,
I don't
no,
know.
No.
I don't know.
No,
show
the
me the numbers.
The sleeping. No, the,
oh, no. I'll be fine. I'll be ready to go.
But you'll go to bed later than normal.
That's correct.
So it will affect your performance.
No, it will not.
There are times when we go to bed at 12:30 or 1 o'clock after an event. You're tired the next day.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You're going to be tired because you're covering
I'll
Bruins
I'll be the only
Tampa
fucking guy who watched the game on the show.
We're not
going to
talk about
show.
It, Ken. That's not a talker. Is. Nobody in the city cares about the Bruins in Columbus tomorrow. Nobody.
What if Krejci goes off tonight?
Who?
Jesus
Christ. Who is that?
David Krejci.
He doesn't play for the Bruins anymore.
You want to get Brick on at 6:30 instead?
You probably do, right?
Would
you
bet?
Instinct if we said we have Andrew Brickley on, would you fight that or no?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Has your attitude changed toward radio in the?
It has. I mean, I know I can feel good radio like you can, but it's just I don't know what it. I'm a sports
this is,
guy.
This fucking now Rob's pissing me off. This now the website
what,
is trying
tonight?
To torpedo the show. There's no doubt. It's on now. It's officially on. I can't believe he's doing this.
You act like I'm doing something fucking outside the sports bubble. This is
Ken, well, it might as well,
no other morning show host in America. No other morning show producer in America is blogging the Bruins game tonight.
It's the season opener. If somebody happens to call tomorrow and reference the game, you guys can say, "Hey, Laird, what happened in this game?"
Here's
Bang,
what's going
to
happen.
Gotcha.
Somebody calls, and Chris has not yet learned how to do this. At some point, he could say, "You know what? We're not talking about that right now. Let's talk about it later." That's the other thing. We're going to sit down before next Red Sox season starts, and we're going to have a Kirk Minahan tutorial on how to handle fucking phone calls. If they sound like they watched baseball when, you know, like Tris Speaker was playing,
don't
or Ty Cobb, don't put them on. If they want to talk about the 40s and 50s, don't put them on. If they sound younger, put them on.
Sounds like a reasonable
so much to
request.
Ask?
You act like Jerry doesn't want to tell old baseball stories on the show.
Old baseball stories is Fred Lynn. I can almost go along with that. Listeners in their 40s and 50s go to work still. They grew up watching Fred Lynn. 70 and 80 year olds don't. Yeah. They don't count. I'm sorry, they don't count. They don't count.
All right. But you're happy. Mostly, I think Kirk Minahan's a happy guy these days. You're in a good spot right now. You don't.
Well, we'll see how the show goes. Right now it's going okay. We have good shows and bad shows, you know. We'll see. I think we're doing all right. I'm concerned going forward. I'm always concerned about, you know, like something like we had a couple weeks ago when 26 people couldn't do it. Days like that worry me, but then, you know, Jerry and I do the show together for a show. The world won't end. We've done that before plenty of times. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I think we're done with these out-of-towners finally. I think we won that battle. I think we proved our point.
Yeah, because you didn't show up for one.
Well,
you took a vacation day.
But you think if I worked that day that we would have said, wow, Ben Maller is this revelation?
I actually think it went better that he wasn't there with Ben Maller because it was at least relaxed. Jerry didn't fight it. And it was, you know, 4 hours of relatively quiet.
What was your biggest?
I don't know. Maller said he had a notebook full of things he wanted to confront you
with. Fantastic. Awesome.
That always works out well. So does Mannix.
I didn't get that sense. Yeah, Mannix is another guy. I got all these things to talk about. What is your biggest critique of Jerry and I? Both of you guys. You worked with us. Chris worked with us forever. Ken, long enough now. What bothers you most about me and Jerry? Does it bother you that we are not, you know, we're not? What? What's the issue?
No, I think there could be a little more pre-show planning, but not much. I mean, we kind of wing it out of the gate.
Well, I think we know what we're going
to
do.
If you guys know what you're doing, that's fine. And we try to be as prepared as we can be, you know, on our own, independently. We usually do a pretty good job. You'll tell me X, Y, and Z in the first hour, we need this, we need that.
Right.
Maybe a little more heads up, but sometimes that's just tough to do. That's a minor critique.
I would say in terms of planning for the show, you guys are pretty good. You'll send me a text from time to time about something you hear. But I think in general, there are times, you know, about once or twice a week where it's like 6:30 and, oh, we need to have this topic comes up and we don't have any sound for it or we don't have any preparation for it. So a little more leeway would be beneficial.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Unreasonable fucking audio requests where you guys will mention something and turn around and say, play this sound. Like the sound just fucking appears out of anywhere. Mostly Jerry.
I don't do that. I do a lot of dumb things, but usually I say, do you have that? If you don't have it,
that's correct.
Find it. That's not a big deal.
Then he gets pissy when you don't have the stuff.
Who's harder to work for, me or Jerry? I also said for, not with.
Well, I would say Jerry because of the last couple weeks. He's got a fucking hot fuse. Sometimes you just, once he gets off.
He's so down on Curtis right now, though. He is even more. Usually it's
doesn't take much.
He is way more down on Curtis than I am right now. Way more. I mean, if Curtis left tomorrow, I wouldn't care either. But he is like really dumb.
That's why we need Lucy back.
I think you've crossed that line with Jerry. I don't know if there's any coming back.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
I don't know what I did.
I've heard you say the same thing.
No, I don't know. I don't understand what happened with Jerry. I talked to him before coming back. He seemed on board. And then I think it was like 1 week in, and he was just like, we were at the Jimmy Fund, and he said I had a lobotomy. And then it was like, that's it. I don't know.
It feels like you have. Like today, it felt like you were a little overwhelmed by the whole news breaking, find stuff out. You got nervous. You got Curtis nervous, like I call it.
Well, I was trying my best to find
information. But you seem like you come in and you seem like you're scared. Like you feel like you're about to get abused.
Well, because Jerry's screaming at me during the break saying, what do we have? Do we have any news? And it's like, well, there was no news.
But you know what you've never done in 3.5 years? Is you never said to me or Jerry, hey, fuck you. I'm working as hard as I can. Leave me the fuck alone.
I thought it was obvious that I was working on it. I mean, nobody else had a picture of that guy, Ken Kirk Figueroa, until I brought it in.
Right, but my point is,
that's kind of a big news to break, and then I'm told that I don't break a news story. I mean, I had the fucking identity of the guy who was killing the cops before anybody else. WRKO asked me for the information. We didn't get it from them.
So why don't you say that to Jerry then?
Because there's no going back. You don't win in that situation. You just move on. You don't win. Jerry's not like, oh, fair point, okay. That just elevates the situation. That escalates it.
What's wrong with that?
During a break, getting in an argument with Jerry, there's nothing. I mean, there's no real redeeming factor for it.
How was Curtis after like one of these? When we slap him down, how was he like in the room after?
He's a wreck. He's a fucking puddle. Really is.
Still there. Still go back to those days. I still look at myself in the mirror and I see that just fat face. I feel like shit. It's awful. I don't know, you know, but I love this show. I love it.
do you think this is a better show than it was like a year ago?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you, Ken? Oh, you weren't here a year ago.
I listened to you guys. No question. Especially because Dino was mailing it in toward the end.
It was tough to listen to. Not for any other. It was just when John was in and it was just boring, cliche, sock stuff. I could picture you just checking out, turning around at the producers.
Like back in Dino's day, as you've pointed out, he had passion. He would fucking eviscerate people. And it was
no question.
He could be good. I mean, he really, when he was good, this show was good.
I think one of the important things is we got to keep finding guys like that idiot today. Whenever we can get the chance to bring a dummy on and slap him around, you can never go wrong. It doesn't matter. Jerry was kind of, does anybody know who he is? That ear fucking relevant. Mm-hmm. Irrelevant. Doesn't matter. It's almost better if he's some unknown guy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean,
never stop doing that. That was the best our show was during that whole Whack Control thing. Yeah. No question.
The techs loved it. I mean, it was every 2 seconds people were weighing in. As you say, it doesn't matter what they say, they were engaged, so it was fun.
All right, anything else, Ken? Any other questions? You got your list.
This is it. I know this is going to get on as the worst Enough About Me ever.
This is a scrambling Enough About Me because Jeff Perlman's phone was bad. I have to talk to you guys. And you got basically have said nothing.
We have nothing.
You've added nothing. You do this podcast every day. You talk about the show. And a lot more, I will say this from an ego perspective. A lot more Jerry-focused, I think, as a runner when I listen to it. You Ken, particularly. Jerry's in your head. You seem more intimidated by Jerry.
I'm in Mutt's camp on that. He's...
Why?
You know, he's a fatherish figure, you know? I want to make him happy. You want to make Jerry.
What am I, your brother?
You want to get Jerry's approval? Yeah, you're
in
just
in the family.
Said,
yeah,
you're what's just Curtis? A fucking crazy dude.
What's Curtis?
The loser,
inbred
brother.
Cousin, moron cousin.
Pretty,
but it's right. Everything's good right now. The midday guys, we get along. The afternoon guys, not even so bad right now. It sucks. It's not fun. We got to figure that out. That's important too.
Well, so who's your target? I mean, you've been trying to go at Dale. He just doesn't fight
Dale's
back.
Dale's not going
to
fight back.
And Thornton doesn't fight back.
Thornton definitely does not fight back. And the midday guys, I kind of like them right now. They're sort of...
Fourier's, you're...
But they're trying. But the midday guys are trying to have fun, which I appreciate. The afternoon guys, I feel like they're on their little island where they think they're better than we are.
It's like they're a different station. They don't react to anything.
Well, it's more like, you know, we're sort of, we're not going to play your troll games
right,
and do,
right.
we're, you know.
Right.
And Ben's not like that.
No.
I don't think.
Producer, no.
I don't know if, I haven't talked to Andy in years, but I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know. Who knows? But, all right, boys. Well, you're doing a good job so far. Ken, Curtis, you know, I'm with Jerry. I don't understand it. I feel bad almost. I don't want to make fun of you anymore. It's painful. And you're also worse on air now than you were before in a weird way because you're not as like, bumbling and stumbling.
Sorry, guys. Sorry I'm back. It's good
to
be
here. Is there
any
party that says, you know what, these guys don't like me. Maybe I should just figure out a way out like before?
No, I like what I do. I think I can add something to the show. If you find someone that you think can do it better, then by all means, you can replace me. I'm not going to...
Appreciate that.
I'm not going to be the one walking out the door again.
And Lucy Burge is coming back or no?
Christ, you keep asking me that. This is your task. You've got to go to management
and work
take,
on
take
that.
A bat for it.
Go to Jerry asked. He wanted to know.
Did you? Oh, he did?
Yeah.
We like her. People think that like somehow Curtis and I, submarine or
think
something.
That.
People are tweeting like, Laird wants to get on air
who's,
so desperately.
Let's be honest. You say people. How many people are really tweeting?
A couple.
I mean, really? How many people are actually tweeting?
Yesterday, there were like two people. Where's
this podcast
Lucy?
Does okay. I've seen the numbers. It does better than you'd think. People are into the post-show podcast.
Better than the Bruins?
It's a much bigger audience than the Bruins. I can't believe you're going to leave this show for the Bruins. That's my takeaway. Is Bradford is stabbing? Ironically, I'm getting stabbed
just
in the back.
Get me on Saturdays. Is that hard to do? You could fucking snap your fingers and make things happen here. Give me a 1 hour show on a Saturday.
That's all you want is 1 hour on a Saturday.
I'd like three, but that's fine.
But you'd sign for 1 hour.
Yeah, it's progress. It's a sign to me that I'm progressing. You're growing me as a host.
And it would just be a super sporty show.
No,
it wouldn't. You'd do some crazy stuff.
I'm going to go edgy.
Like what?
Fucking pushing the envelope.
All right, Chris Curtis, Ken Laird on the Enough About Me / what's the name of this? A terrible half-fucking thrown together fucking podcast,
which is the worst.
Frustrating me. I'm mad at Jeff Perlman for putting me through this. Guys, as always, you know, we'll see you in there tomorrow. All right, thanks as always for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. If you want more podcasts like this with guests like Artie Lang, who else is going to have Artie Lang and fucking Bob Ryan on the same podcast, or David Portnoy and John Tomasi? If you want to listen to podcasts like this, you go to iTunes, Stitcher, you go to WEI.com, you go to the mobile app. When you go to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. That's going to help us out a lot. If you want more of these, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. Make sure you do that for me. That is a command. Now do it.